David Vaughan. There's nothing unusual about politicians writing books. Sometimes they outline a political vision. Or they might be a gesture to posterity in the hope of putting a particular spin on how events are remembered. And occasionally we come across an attempt to discredit political rivals or former friends. In this respect, the Czech Republic is no exception, with such books available in abundance in our bookshops. But one recent publication did cause quite a stir. It was a huge, glossy picture book devoted entirely to photographs of the man nicknamed the Bulldozer. That is, the last Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, who left office last summer and makes no secret of his ambitions to return to power. In the Czech papers, the book was greeted with humour and more than a little ironic comment. So to talk about this and other forays by Czech politicians into the world of book publishing, I'm joined by one of the Czech Republic's most successful booksellers, Jan Kanzelsberger. Let's start with Mr. Paroubek's mighty tome.
This book, it is a big picture book focused on our former Prime Minister, Mr. Jiří Paroubek.
When you say big, it really is big. It weighs 4 kilos, and I haven't counted them, but apparently there are 2,600 photographs of Mr. Paroubek there.
Yes, it is. It's very exceptional. And this kind of book, from my point of view, is very much connected to today's political situation in Czech Republic. So from my point of view, it is a question of political promotion. And even I would dare to say this is a kind of a political cult around the person of Mr. Paroubek.
It is strange, isn't it? Because, I mean, there are all these pictures of him in various different situations, meeting other well-known politicians. There's a photograph of him in a swimming pool, swimming. It reminds one a little bit of the old days before the fall of communism, the kind of cult of personality that sometimes emerged around political leaders.
Maybe that is also the reason. The books of politicians or written by politicians or about politicians, they have a quite deep tradition in our country. It was founded by a first Czechoslovakian president, Mr. Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, who was a very admired person. So since that time, there is a certain admiration or cult of presidential position. And I think that today's politicians often would like to be like Mr. Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, and they would like to do things to feel themselves like a real statesman, but publications of that kind, they are not making statesmen of them.
You hint that Mr. Paroubek isn't alone in coming out with these sort of books. Are there other similar publications that prominent Czech politicians have published recently?
This kind of book is really exceptional, and I don't remember any similar book of that size and of that content, practically a picture book only on one person. I don't remember that would be something similar. But on the contrary, politicians and people around the politics, occasionally they prepared books of their work or their politician opinions and so on. I have to say that in big majority of cases, all these books are practically published for vanity and no one reads them. But there are some exceptions, like the books of today's president, Mr. Václav Klaus. Mr. Klaus, he's an economist, and majority of his books are focused on economics and economical visions. But besides, since he is president, every year there is published one publication, which is called his speeches, newspaper articles and so on. And it's kind of selection of his publications in the medias and so on.
The idea of building a state of Europe must be forgotten. Since we all are, I suppose, against the national nationalism, we should not start building European nationalism. We need a system of liberal democracy that requires authentic citizenship connected with the natural loyalty of people towards their own nation. We should create an organization of European states whose members will be individual states. It will be necessary to get rid of words such as European citizenship.
You're in the book business. As a book buyer, I can't imagine going into one of your bookshops and saying, oh, what shall I give my wife for Christmas? How about a book of Václav Klaus's speeches? I mean, do these books really sell?
Well, they do. I don't think that it's a question of a gift to your wife, but I think it's the question of archives of political commentators and even people who want to read and think about the opinions and attitudes of our major politicians. Maybe only one book was really successful in that field. It was a book of former Prime Minister Mr. Miloš Zeman, whose political memoirs were really hit number one for several months. But it is really very exceptional case of such demanded political memoirs.
And that was also Bukusa. There was an element of tabloid journalism in there, wasn't there? There was this sort of, what's he going to say about such and such?
Exactly, and he published also a sequel of his memoirs, and they were practically on one-tenth of demand of his first book, because the second book was really much more serious than the first one.
I've sometimes been accused of stamping my feet, humiliating and offending those who don't agree with me. It's true that I've behaved in that way towards idiots, who I consider to be a damaging plague and cancer in any environment. An idiot is not a person who has a different point of view, but a person who, as a rule, has no view at all, apart from the idea that he should hold some post or other. It was not until too late that I found out that a necessary condition for success is not to let people like that into your team. Otherwise, they'll break it apart.
Not all politicians who write books necessarily about politics. Have there been cases of Czech politicians, prominent Czech politicians, writing books about other subjects over the last 15 years or so?
Well, I would say that a major case of that kind is former President Václav Havel, who was originally a dramatician, and his topics was writing a plays on political theme or philosophical theme in generally. He published his memoirs a year ago, and last year they were also very successful, but his memoirs were really of a very good quality in a literary way and so on. So it's also very exceptional part of this kind of literature, Mr. Václav Havel.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that a lot of his publications have not just been his plays, but also some of his philosophical reflections, his political reflections over the years.
Yeah, well, he has a certain special way, because he wrote books years ago, but they were banned, and it takes many years then all of his books from the past has been published recently in the New Times. So we can say that readers just discovered Mr. Václav Havel as a writer, and his past works were brand new for majority of readers.
The advanced totalitarian system depends on manipulatory devices so refined, complex and powerful that it no longer needs murderers and victims. Even less does it need fiery utopia builders spreading discontent with dreams of a better future. The epithet real socialism, which this era has coined to describe itself, points a finger at those for whom it has no room, the dreamers.
And looking back to the communist days, communist leaders throughout Eastern Europe were famous for writing very long tomes that nobody would read, and certainly the case in East Germany, in the Soviet Union, and in many other countries. Was that also the case here in Czechoslovakia?
Well, of course, there were certain numbers of books and titles that you as a bookseller must order into your bookshops and must display, and this kind. There were people from the government that they were going to your bookshops and checking if you fulfill these quotas.
Did any of the Czechoslovak presidents of the period between 1948 and 1989 produce any books of particular interest?
No, because it was really a politically motivated, and we can say that all these books were already superseded, and I even cannot remember simply one book which influenced literature.
And going back to the first Czechoslovak president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, he wrote a great deal as a philosopher, a politician, and as you said, his writing was very influential. Under communism, none of his work could be published. After the fall of communism, was there a great deal of interest in republishing his writings, and were the public interested in reading about Masaryk again?
Yes, absolutely. The collected works of Tomasz Garrigue Masaryk is normally presented in every bigger bookshop, so that is absolutely visible that works of quality, they have a place in the people's mind, let's say even 80 years since their date of creation, but the works of people who just want to do things that look like very good works, people won't read them after a very short time, and no one remembers them after a very short time.
I have the impression generally that Czechs are unusually interested in politics. For example, the number of people I know who will watch the TV news on one TV channel at 7 and then will switch over at 7:30 and watch the TV news on another TV channel. There does seem to be really a lot of interest in this country, in political discourse, doesn't there?
I think that people enjoy a possibility to discuss on politics, which was a thing that was not able to imagine 15 or 20 years ago. So I think there is a still feeling inside of people that they need to be interested in those things and be interested what politicians say and what they mean. But of course it is changing. A younger generation that has no personal experience with communist time, they of course take politics and politicians like something that is of their common life and there is something normal and ordinary.
And also, it seems to be a little bit the other way as well, that politicians themselves, there seem to be more and more career politicians who are professional politicians, technocrats, and fewer politicians who would also, for example, be philosophers, political philosophers or writers.
Of course, there is, of course, problem of, let's say, the size of our country. We are a very small country with 10 million inhabitants in comparison with our neighbors, Germany, Poland and France and people in this region. So it means that our political themes are, from my point of view, always much more smaller and much more local. And, of course, that means that we have a more local politicians than a real statesman.
Jan Kanzelsberger, thank you very much indeed for talking to me about this, I think, fascinating subject of Czech politicians and their writings.
Thank you very much, and it's my pleasure to discuss for your listeners.